You are listening to Motif Mosaic.
Hello everyone, thank you for tuning in. This is Motif Mosaic with your host Blessing. This is a time in which we get to listen to some good tunes, we get to talk about them and just discuss the message behind the songs and how we can enjoy them even on a deeper level than we did before. So thank you once more for tuning in, and thank you for existing at this time where we get to listen in together to this good music. As we start the show, there's a few things that we can say that Christ was, or actually a lot of things that we can say that Christ was, and one of them is that he is a king, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, as the Bible describes him to be so. And this first song we're listening to actually talks about how Jesus is a king who does only wondrous things. And it's true, when we look at the life of Christ as being a perfect life, wonderful is one of the words that we can use to describe it, that all the things that he did were wondrous, that he was a king who healed people, who forgave people, who gave peace unto people. And if you know how it was in ancient times, kings never interacted with the peasants or with common people. Rather, they were locked away within their own palace, or they were never seen or heard of by many people, only maybe once in a while on a given occasion. But Jesus was that king who interacted with people in daily life. Jesus was that king who humbled himself to come down from the heavenly place to live on earth, to suffer on earth, and to do that for our sake and for our salvation. And there's just so much more that he wants to do for us. And he's such a wondrous king in that he cares for us, he's generous, and he never turns us away. So this is Wondrous Things by Faithful.
There is a king who will help the needy, and he will bring a song of peace. There is a king who will break the oppressor, and we will sing, yes, we will sing. There is a place where the poor are precious, and every face is held in his hands. There is a place where the lost are rescued, where they are safe, yes, they are safe.
Made this room, made this city, made this earth
The Bible says we are made in the image of God, and if you know anything about intellectual property, is that when someone owns an image, there are copyrights to it. And forgive me if the image is poor, but when I think about it, if we're made in the image of God, He owns the right to us, that when we give our lives to Christ and truly were restored in His image, we have been bought at a price. And it reminds me of a passage in Corinthians that says, "Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You are bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God with your body." So us giving our lives to Christ means a surrender to Him and surrendering of our body. And in this case, what Paul is saying, we should flee from all immorality that is sexual, because now we are for God and we are a temple of the Holy Spirit. And it really is something that we have to think of time and time again as we want to honor God with our bodies, to remember that we are bought with a price, that we were once a people who needed redemption, but now we have been redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And that means now our bodies are for the glory of God, that we are not our own, but God owns us. We have died with Christ and we are resurrected with Him, not being the same people that we were before, but new people submitted to God. So this is "I'm Not My Own" by the Getty Girls. There's a passage in the Bible that really helps me in times when I face troubles, when I face trials, when I face challenges. There's a confidence I can have. And it's not exactly a confidence in myself, but it's when John says, greater is the one who is in you than the one who is in the world. And there's just this great confidence that we can have to know that Jesus already did everything that is required to save us from ourselves, to save us from sin. And he has triumphed the world because he says, I have overcome the world, and he's filled us with his spirit. So when challenges come, when problems come, when adversity comes, we know the one who is on our side is greater than the one in the world, is greater than anything that the world might want to throw at us, because we know we have the victory. We know we have overcome. We know we're on the winning team. So we can have this confidence marching forward, knowing that our King is victorious. Our God is great. Our God is able. And our God is powerful. So we can rest and have this assurance in knowing that our God is a mighty deliverer who is able to surprise us by his might and his power. So this is Greater Is He by Lovekin.
Jealousy and pride try to be my friend. I look them in the eyes and tell them no again. Hit the road, leave my sight. I don't wanna hear from you tonight. When lured by the lust that whispers to my mind, when I hear it laugh, I can make you high. Hit the road, let me be. You don't stand a chance against my King. Yeah. 'Cause greater is he, greater is he, greater is he that's in me, and he that's in the world. When sorrow takes my hand, inviting me to run, I bury both my feet. When hopelessness knocks on my door like a friend, is anybody home? Won't you please let me in? Hit the road, let me be. I don't open up to thieves. No.
I like this next song because it kind of sounds like a testimony, and this is My Jesus by Ann Wilson. And the thing about walking with Christ is that it is a personal thing as much as it is also a corporate thing, that as a church we come together in the name of Jesus Christ, but also in our own private lives, in our own walk, in our daily lives, we continue to walk with Jesus Christ. And basically what Ann Wilson is saying is that, let me tell you about my Jesus. And she goes on to explain it in this way, talking about how if you are burnt out on life, if you're tired, if you're weary, if you have no hope, if things just seem to be more than you can bear in your own life, and perhaps it's guilt that is having you trapped, or it's just a cycle or habits that you cannot break off. Let me tell you about my Jesus, who's able to break off those things, who's able to give a peace beyond understanding, who's able to heal, who's able to speak into our situations. My Jesus, who's interceding for me right now, praying for me, and praying perfectly in ways that I need him to pray for me. My Jesus, who is my help. My Jesus, who is my Lord. My Jesus, who is the love of my soul and who cares for me. My Jesus, who went to Calvary to suffer for me, to make me clean and to make a way for me to know him. And what he has done for me, he can do for you, that he can be your Jesus as well. He can be your Savior as well. He can be your healer as well. He can be your Redeemer as well, because he loves the whole world. He loves all of us as we are his children. So this is My Jesus by Ann Wilson.
Are you past the point of weary? Is your burden weighing heavy? Is it all too much to carry? Let me tell you about my Jesus. Do you feel that empty feeling? 'Cause shame's done all it's stealing, and you're desperate for some healing. Let me tell you about my Jesus. He makes a way where there ain't no way. Rises up from an empty grave. Ain't no sinner that he can save. Let me tell you about my Jesus. His love is strong and his grace is free. And the good news is I know that he can do for you what he's done for me. Let me tell you about my Jesus. And let my Jesus change your life.
Coming to Christ, there's a crossroads that you have to pass by. And what this crossroad usually is made of is you leaving the old self and leaving your old life. And what Jesus describes is that to enter into the kingdom of heaven, one must be born again. and it's for you to say farewell to your old ways, for you to renounce sin, to renounce self. Much like if you've ever been to a baptism, that's a declaration to say that I have died with Christ. The sin in me is gone, and now a new man is coming out. A man after the image of God, a man in the likeness of Jesus Christ. And that is what it means to be born again, that by faith we turn away, we put away the old things, we put away the sinful ways, and we wholly put our faith in Christ Jesus, in his work of salvation, so that we can be made new. And it's really that kind of thing that we're saying goodbye to the world, that there's no turning back. Now we're facing forward in the right direction. We're walking towards the kingdom of light. We're walking in the ways of righteousness. And that is what Christ has done for us by giving us new life and for us to be born again. So this is Born Again by Austin French and Zonti.
Stuck, I was running around broken hearted. I was sinking so fast, I couldn't last, falling apart. And you could've run away, leaving me there in my shame, leaving me fighting my pain, but you made a better way.
Oh, oh, oh.
I've been saved goodbye to the sinner. I'm held by the Father above. No more shame, born out of the desert and drowned in the power of love. Showing me all of my life in a new light. Every step, every breath, like it's the first time. You could've run away, leaving me there in my shame, leaving me fighting my pain, but you made a better way.
Oh, oh, oh.
I've been saved goodbye to the sinner. I'm held by the Father above. No more shame, born out of the desert and drowned in the power of love.
I've been waiting for this moment. Heartbroken, hands open. I took my life and put that in God's hands. I gave him all of me, all of my plans. Now I'm set free. I know you showed up with the light show. Started running when the chains broke. You saved me and you gave hope. I've been changed by you. Born again to the end. I'm shining like gold. I'm ready to go.
And the last song we're listening to is just a song about going all in for Christ Jesus. And if you've ever played poker, or if you've seen a poker game being displayed, maybe it's a terrible image to use, but there's usually the concept of going all in, of betting all that you have because you're so confident in the cards that are in your hand. And the same thing for Christ, that when he wants us to go all in, to put all that we have upon him, to put all that is within reach into his hands, basically all of our lives, all of our mind, all of our time, let it all be for Jesus, not to go haphazardly, not to put in some and keep some for ourselves, but Jesus wants all of us. He wants to use all of us. He wants to sanctify all that is within us, and he wants us to be completely sold out for him, to really fall deeper and deeper in love with him, and to love him with all of our soul, with all of our heart, with all of our mind. And so this next song we're listening to just goes into that to say, Lord Jesus, I'm going all in. Just like the disciples for Matthew, who was a tax collector, it said that Jesus called him and he got up and left and followed Jesus. Or James and John, who were fishing, and then Jesus calls them and they leave their father's fishing company in the boat to follow Jesus Christ. And he's calling us to something that is greater than what we currently occupy ourselves with. He's calling us to something that is fulfilling, something that is so blessed and so joyous that truly, when we count the cost, following Jesus is far much worth more than anything we can hold on to in this life. So I pray that whatever it is that you may be holding on to, may you truly see that following Christ is worth more than anything that can get in the way of it. So this has been Motif Mosaic again with your host Blessing. I hope to tune in again with you guys and listen to some good music once more again.
Jesus, I give it all to follow you, Christ. I'll live or I'll die, it's all for you. Jesus, I'll tear down all of the lies that say my life is mine, it's all for you. Take all of my life, give up all my rights, to you I surrender. I'll leave all behind, it's you that I find, to you I surrender.
Thank you.
you for listening to Motif Mosaic.